This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Hi. Sweet comic Valentine.
How are you anyway? The sounds of Ed McMahon.
You make me smile.
I'm got it turned on, Mike.
Oh, is he back on the old mic or the new mic?
He's on the old mic. I'll just stop everything. It's turned on.
What the hell's wrong here?
It's turned on, Mike. No, well, the other one, I can't turn the other one on.
Turn me on.
Your microphone is on, 100% on.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, a loose connection. That's unusual. Hello? Look at that.
What?
Just a very well-installed microphone.
Yes. What an awful start to the Valentine's Day show. Fortunately, we could restart.
That's the kind of pros we are.
Take two, Ed.
My funny Valentine.
There you go.
I'll drink to that.
Right back on track.
Sweet.
So welcome to the Valentine's Day show. This whole big... What, Mike?
This song is making me laugh. That it's, you know, it's just the type of song. I know it's a famous song, but it's Ed. It's Ed McMahon singing it.
Your looks are laughable.
Yes, sir. I feel like I should be having my teeth drilled.
Unphotographable.
Don't make me go deep into this album, but I'll pull a Ray Stevens on you.
Got some deep cuts?
Thank you.
He's going deep.
We want to hear this.
Very good.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Mr. Ed McMahon.
Hey there, Georgie girl.
Yeah.
Swinging down the street so fancy free.
It's from his album.
Yeah, it is.
Ed's album.
It's called And Me, I'm Ed McMahon.
What's this one?
You got me by the short hairs.
Hey, great orchestration.
Yeah. Ed McMahon!
Big Ed.
Summer flowers blossom every time.
And tear!
This works for the open today. Before we do the song and the phone number thing and everything, Jane Fonda made it a perfect Valentine's Day. And I had the unique opportunity. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Ed McMahon.
My funny Valentine.
I know a lot of you who surf like TMZ and Paris Hilton have already seen this or heard this. I had the pleasure of watching it live and then alerting my buddies to what I had just seen. They went and watched it.
Isn't that great, though, some of us TiVo it?
And then I got to tell you about the call that I made to the local affiliate and what I believe...
Oh.
Was the reaction to that.
Okay.
So this is this morning, 8:20 on the Today Show.
Wow.
Jane Fonda is talking about the vagina monologues.
Good for her.
And she's very opinionated as usual.
And she drops the C-bomb.
Ooh.
On Valentine's Day.
I mean, right out of the chute, like within the first 5 seconds of her speaking.
What would Ed say?
Jane, you at first were not a big fan of the play, so what turned you around?
Well, it wasn't that I wasn't a big fan. I hadn't seen the play. I live in Georgia, okay? I was asked to do a monologue called and I said, I don't think so. I got enough problems.
Now,
she was asked to do a monologue.
Can I give me a C?
Called?
C word, and she said it loud and clear.
Jane,
wow.
You at first were not a big fan of the play, so what turned you around?
Well, it wasn't that I wasn't a big fan. I hadn't seen the play. I live in Georgia, okay? I was asked to do a monologue called and I said, I don't think so. I got enough problems.
I was asked to do a monologue called...
To go see. Yes, then I came to New York.
Now, listen, if we did this, our asses would be on the street tomorrow.
We'd be in prison.
Let's not even get into the whole FCC thing.
All right.
You called it right, though. When you called me and told me about it, you said, Meredith Vieira just let it go right by. You know, I've heard Meredith Vieira was mortified. No, she wasn't.
No, the only thing she
right
did.
It went right by her. It went right by her, and she didn't even pause.
The only thing she did, and I'm sorry you can't hear it, of course, is she made what I like to call a yikes face, where you pull your bottom lip back and show your bottom teeth.
Like, not even that, but it was subtle.
Just a little one.
It was subtle.
That's it.
So I'm watching this live, And it was like the closest thing I can think is everybody knows the Janet Jackson moment.
Right.
You remember that, and you did the double take. Well, I'm just sitting there, and the TV's on, and she drops the C-bomb.
It's the Mac Daddy of all bad words.
Yeah.
And I go back, you know, 5 seconds back, and there it is again. And I 5 seconds back, and right away I call Rob, and I say, are you watching the Today Show right now? He says, I got it on. I go, go back exactly 1 minute. And he falls out, and then I call Mike, and I get to hear Mike on the telephone with his TiVo going back in time,
right.
Back in time, and then it comes up, and he hears it, and he falls out, too.
It was amazing. I mean, that is a word. Well, we've discussed that word at length on this show. We always talk about that word being the one guys can't say.
Hey, it's one of the seven.
Yeah, it is.
It's one of the seven, but it's also the word. It's the evil word.
Well, we talked about it today. We've heard a lot of people slip up in a lot of ways, but that is one I don't believe I've ever heard in any context on broadcast television.
And, of course, the Today Show will get away with it because they'll say, well, it was Hanoi Jane, and, well, she didn't mean it. But this happened.
I already know how they're going to get away with it. They're going to get away with it because she was referencing a play.
Yeah.
You say that's how they'll get away with
on
it.
On a news
theater.
Program.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter, Mike.
A play that empowers women.
What if the play was called, you know, F-Stick? I mean, yeah. Same thing.
Right.
But she'll get away with
it's
it.
It's a good play, though.
So this was all just hopping. 8:20. I took about 4 minutes to call Mike, to call Rob. It's 8:25. Uh-huh. The next call I made was to the newsroom at WRC Channel 4.
To lodge your complaint.
Yeah. So I call up, and they say, you know, welcome to Channel 4. I say, newsroom, please. And they put me through. The guy picks up Channel 4 News. And I said, yeah, I got a question for ye. Just like that. And he said, yes, sir. I said, why did Jane Fonda just say, see you in Toledo on the Today Show? And there's a moment he wasn't paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then he paid attention, and he said, what? And I repeated it, and he said, I really don't think that that's the case. And I said, do you want to hear it on my TiVo? And he said, can you hold on a moment, please?
Maitre d'.
Put me on hold. 10 seconds later, he comes back, and he says, anything that came out on TV is fed to us from New York.
Uh-huh.
I said,
now, that's great traditional broadcast buck passing, isn't it?
So right. I said to this guy, well, what do I tell my little grandchild? We're sitting here, and she about spit up when she heard that
she
word.
She liked to fall up.
And he said, can you hold again, please?
Oh.
And again, I'm on hold. But this is all while they're doing the local news segment.
Right.
Then he comes back on the phone about 8:28, and he says, you know what? We've just looked at the audio tape. And you are correct.
You bet you're correct.
And I said, I know what I saw. Uh-huh. And he said, can I get your number and have somebody call you back?
Uh-oh. Goody. Uh-oh. Danger, Will Robinson.
And I said, no, you know what I would like? I would like your name.
Yeah.
So when I call NBC in New York, I can tell them who I spoke to at WRC. And at that moment, you could smell the guy's underpants through the telephone.
He's out of fit. He doesn't know what to do.
He's this poor bastard. He said, my name is Michael, that guy, whatever his name was.
Right.
And I do the overnight desk at News 4, and I get off shift at 9 a.m., and I'm replaced by Mrs. June Cleaver.
He's all freaked out.
At 9 a.m., right? So I hang up. When Rob calls me back, like 5 minutes later, and he says, hey, did you just see the apology?
Right.
And I said, wow, that was fast. Could that have possibly been my – I mean, I know other people probably
sure
called.
Sure, you contributed.
But here she is, just like 4 minutes later.
They I guess it's Willard kicks it back, is supposed to be going to the news desk with Natalie, but they do a little bait and switch, and they go over to Meredith because she's got the apology ready.
Can't beat cinnamon roll. That's it. That's all. What's that? You're yelling by – huh? Oh, back to, we were going to go back to Natalie. But now they say go back to Meredith. So, Meredith, it's all yours.
Thank you, Willard. And, you know, before we go to break, in our last half hour, we were talking about the vagina monologues, and Jane Fonda inadvertently said a word from the play that you don't say on television. It was a slip, and obviously she apologizes, and so do we. We would do nothing to offend the audience. So please accept that apology, and when we come up, we're going to be talking about the secrets to making your love last.
How come it's not
you
that?
You know, and they got it wrong.
Yeah.
They got it wrong like they do with newspapers because they're journalists. And I guess it's their job to get it wrong. She did not make a reference to – it was not a word from the vagina monologue.
Right.
She was talking about a play that was the name of the play. Well, I mean, if you're going to make the apology –
Or was she making a joke?
Right.
I got the feeling she said, because I'm from Georgia, the play they've asked me to be in – I mean, I thought – I don't – As far as I know,
I'd have to hear it again and see if it sounded like it sounded like she was really offered a play.
I don't think there's a play called C-Word, but let's hear it again.
Right.
Jane, you at first were not a big fan of the play, so what turned you around?
Well, it wasn't that I wasn't a big fan. I hadn't seen the play. I live in Georgia, okay? I was asked to do a monologue called and I said...
See, it's a joke because she's talking talking about the vagina monologues.
But in the apology, just as Mike predicted, the Meredith says it's the word is from the play.
And it's again, not from the play. It's funny because they're so anxious to get that apology out that they don't check their facts.
Yeah, it's the vagina monologue. You understand what
I'm saying? That word might be in the vagina monologues. It might be said, probably.
But the context she was saying it
was not. She was making a little. I think she was making a little joke.
I'm positive she's making a joke.
Jane was, but Meredith referred to it as a word from the play, as Mike predicted, to try to couch it in an artsy category.
Yeah, it was obvious they rushed it on because that's why they didn't go back to the news desk.
I hope it was my phone call that helped.
You know, but it'll go away. Because.
And that's the other thing.
The morning news show, it'll go away.
If we did that, God knows we would not be able to come on the air 4 minutes later and say, wow, that was a real slip up. We're real sorry.
Well, we would have used it in a different way because we would have to come on and say, listen, in the previous segment, we called that lady and we're really, really sorry.
Jane, you at first were not a big fan of the play, so what turned you around?
Well, it wasn't that I wasn't a big fan. I hadn't seen the play. I live in Georgia, okay? I was asked to do a monologue called
My Funny Valentine.
Jane Fonda.
Oh, Jane.
Still stirring it up after all these years.
That's it. That's all. What's that? Your yellow boy? Huh? Oh, we were going to go back to Natalie. But now they say go back to Meredith. So, Meredith, it's all yours.
Thank you, Willard. You know, before we go to break, in our last half hour, we were talking about the vagina monologues, and Jane Fonda inadvertently said a word from the play that you don't say on television. It was a slip, and obviously she apologizes, and so do we. We would do nothing to offend the audience, so...
Listen, I don't doubt that word is used at some point. It's someone's, you know, those are off-the-cuff talks about vaginas.
Mm-hmm.
But really, NBC, what do you expect? Uh-huh. You're talking about vaginas at 8:30 in the morning. Really, right?
I did you a favor.
Oh.
What about the vagina?
Right.
Hey, but don't you think that play has gotten a free pass?
Yes.
Because it's written by women, for women, and it's gotten a free... It's the whole double standard. You know what? We can't say things on this show that they can say on the Today Show. They're going to get a slap in the wrist. They're not going to get in trouble for it. It's the whole double standard. Shock jocks, we look the wrong way, and we're going to get a fine.
And imagine that if we did... Well, hey, we're sorry. Hey, when we come back, we can do segments of more of your phone calls. Make me laugh.
Right.
You know? I mean, whatever. It's like they move right onto the...
Right.
And next, you know, cooking with saran wrap.
Yeah, we're sorry about the use of the word C-word. The Scottos will be here momentarily showing us the Valentine's Day pasta.
And I'm sure when they're asked, they will just say...
I think he misremembers.
Yeah. Well, what do you say we start the show? Let's start our Valentine's Day show.
Consumers who appreciate the relationship between quality and price know that their dollar always goes further at...
The Don and Mike Show.
Very good.
Where an educated consumer is our best customer.
I love that. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Wing.
Why do birds suddenly appear?
Well, what have we here?
Love her.
You are near.
What do you think, Jackson?
Just like me.
Oh, yeah.
They long to be.
Wing.
Hey, Regis, what is worse than hearing this lady sing?
I guess the word is anal.
Stars
Kelly liked that.
What's that in your pants, or just...
You gotta have the big ball.
Okay. Simon, do you like this?
It was incredibly corny. Just
it's nice to be in love, isn't it?
Oh, wing. Close to all you.
You at first were not a big fan of the play, so what turned you around?
Well, it wasn't that I wasn't a big fan. I hadn't seen the play. I live in Georgia, okay? I was asked to do a monologue called... And I said, I don't think so. I got enough problems.
Yeah. How about a phone number?
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
She cuts right through, doesn't she?
Oh, she's so good. Just wow.
Like shut up. You gotta have the big ball.
Wow.
Thank you.
Musical. I think he misremembers.
Interlude.
Ah! 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 Yeah!
That was funny.
You think so?
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Is Buzz over there? Hi, Buzz.
Hi. I'm the oldest man in the world.
There he is.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Oh, yeah. We love that. Now, here's the guy that started this whole thing today.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Wow. Oh, thank you, Big Ed.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, welcome.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome.
Welcome. Just
you've never gone this deep with this cut.
I love love.
And you love wing.
It's Valentine's Day. Don and Mike show. Phone number same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636. Close to you.
Wow. What a musical genius.
I guess the word is anal.
Anal.
Oh. Wow.
Barack Obama.
That is so true, Dick.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, no. Play it to the label. Come on. You got to give it all to us.
All right.
Let her say it one more time. Come on, Wing. Hit that high note.
That bitch!
Hey, look at the parking lot next to the radio station. It's full of cats.
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry. Wow.
I'm just a simple president.
Oh, there you go.
I cannot think of a better song to start Valentine's Day.
Nope. So, happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, everybody all covered. Everybody got it all done. Getting it done. Getting it done.
How the frig are you? Mine's been outstanding.
Good.
Very... low pressure, wonderful. Love it. Just a card, a simple little bauble for me. And who doesn't like a nice card? Nice box of quality Fuente Opus X cigars.
Hey, you got a present.
Yeah, light up a cigar at the breakfast table this morning. Are you kidding me? Things are pretty good. I had a very nice Valentine's Day.
Good for you.
No pressure tonight. You know, no big deal. Just a regular Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
So things are great.
That's good.
How about with ye?
I'm doing well. I got took the advice of a listener yesterday and went out this morning and bought ingredients and made a slow cook crock pot dinner.
Wow.
That I've never made before. It's called it's a 10 layer deal where you get like potatoes and corn and peas and stuff like that. Yeah, it's going to be a gasorific, I almost said Halloween, Valentine's Day. Woke up this morning, went into my office on the computer, a card for me, a Valentine from Carla, and a Valentine from the dog, and special doggy Valentine's Day gift. And then I went downstairs, and I had two more Valentines from her. So I went out, got me some flowers, which I shouldn't have done because they gave me 11.
I like rape.
Here's the moral of the story. Always use the people you endorse and don't go to another store.
Oh, use the people you endorse.
No, because I thought I was late and I probably should have, but I went and I seriously got 11 roses, when I should have had 12. But I, you know, cut off the bottom, put them in the water. Uh-huh. She came home a little bit later on. I gave her her Valentine's card. And then the most important thing, this is what I was banking on, uh-huh. was going over to the crock pot. And I said, we'll take a look at the recipe, and you'll see what I was making all morning this morning. And, you know, home run. It was a smash hit. Good. You know, if it tastes like crap, it doesn't even matter because I've already put the labor in. And, frankly, I'm looking forward to eating this dish, too. And it's a low-fat dish also. So it's I'm very excited about it. Good. We'll see what happens. I'm you know, I don't recommend you guys being in the studio with me tomorrow.
No.
You know, with the
– that's kind of inevitable.
It's potato, onion. Uh-huh. Corn,
yeah.
Then another layer of potato.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Then a layer of canned peas.
All right, this would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Then another layer of potatoes and onions and salt and pepper.
I guess the word is anal.
Anal.
And then the top layer is ground chuck that's already been browned.
Ah.
And then the top layer is sodium-free, fat-free cream of mushroom soup.
Well. Whatever.
Hey, it really does smell good. It really does.
I'm sure it does.
But you know, you don't like your food touching. You probably wouldn't like this.
I don't like
this. Is like all layers and it's all mixed together. Looking and it's kind of. I'm kind of excited.
But you know what? The listener was right. The guy that called you because you're off the hook. Because you did it yourself.
And I ran out of time, so I didn't like to get the chance to go by a jewelry store. And the dishes are still on the way. So but the problem was I thought the dishes had arrived today, and the UPS guy rings the doorbell. I don't even answer the door when I hear it ring because I know it's always the UPS guy. So I ran downstairs, and I'm not going to open the door with my underwear, and I see him putting down the big box, and I'm like, this is really, really going to rock. I'm really excited about this, and I get it inside. And I'm like, okay, the dishes are here. Couldn't happen at a more perfect time. I'll even put the dishes out and put a little place setting out there. Everything will be set. No, it was my Nutrisystem food that I never eat. So now I'm on the Nutrisystem. I got another month of food.
Wow.
And I'm not going to be able to eat it.
I didn't know that you had jumped on that.
Yeah.
On that train.
No, I bought the. I was going to do the whole Nutrisystem thing, and then I got the food.
How's
and this is no slight against Nutrisystem.
How's it going, Mike Golic?
I went back. On my. This is a horrible. I hope I don't get endorsements here. This is. I went back on Weight Watchers because I didn't like the Nutrisystem stuff.
Oh.
It wasn't for me. So we've got literally a house cupboards full of the Nutrisystem food, and now I got another box of this food for a month, and I got to call Nutrisystem and say, hey, I didn't eat the food. I didn't eat one day of the food.
You just got to find some homeless people that want to lose weight.
Well, Carla's mom is not homeless, but she wants to do the Weight Watchers.
Ah.
I mean, the Nutrisystem, so we're going to give her the food. And but the
I
food,
guess homeless
it's not even
don't
a,
need to lose weight, though.
It's some do. You know, if you're eating a lot of carbs, I would imagine. Yeah.
Would they need a microwave, though?
No, not necessarily. As a matter of fact, the Nutrisystem food is it's not
up.
Like lean cuisine. It's really kind of like the technology I would equate with MREs.
I believe it's Scientology food. It's something that Nutrisystem's been around since with using fat disc jockeys as spokespeople.
And I got sucked in. I got sucked in by that. Golic sucked me in.
Okay. I want you one of these mornings to turn on ESPN and
take a look and see how it's working for him.
Watch Mike and Mike.
Well, the whole thing was, you know, I didn't like the portions. The food was all right, I guess. But, I mean, it was, you know, they're all kind of the same. But it was like little bitty. I could eat more food on Weight Watchers and still lose weight. And I have. I've lost 12 pounds since I went back on Weight Watchers.
Dang.
So I'm happy with Weight Watchers. And that's what I've been staying on. And the Nutrisystem, I thought that you had to call them. And maybe who knows? You know how I do things. Maybe I signed up for the full year.
It's like the Columbia Record Club, probably. Yeah, I got to
call them and like
tell
let them know, right?
Until you tell them to stop it.
I got to tell them to totally stop.
Well, totally not surprised because Janet's not been that way, but it was not a major holiday. You know what I mean? I was pleased that it didn't have to play out like a goddamn TV commercial. And you would think that today would be the day that the expiration day was there, but today it was, hey, guys with small brains on TV.
Oh.
Guys with really small brains who have just somehow forgotten, guess what? There is still time.
Yeah.
If you want.
Idiots.
Order something, and we will send her an email. I really saw an ad today that said, we will send her an email that said, you ordered this 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it is
wow
our fault. Right. Now, that is some genius marketing.
That's pretty cool. I was pretty amazed when I went into the grocery store to get the food items today, and I was going to pick up a card and some flowers, get it all done this morning. When I looked at the front rack, and I said, I was immediately disappointed because they said, well, yeah, you blew that. You know, you were too late. I'll go back and I'll do like an e-card or something like that. But I looked in the whole front row of the Valentine's Day. This is an amazing holiday for retailers because they're so remarkably successful. The inventory they have is completely matched by the demand. They are all sold out.
Yeah.
And I ended up finding a great card, really great card, the first one I looked at, which was very rare for me because the cards have been completely picked over. Yeah. And I realized...
I told you yesterday when I went in to get my meds that
all
that
picked
it was,
over, right?
It was like a grocery store during a snowstorm, that there's nothing left anywhere. And I wish to God I could remember. I watched so many things on TV today. The product was... some sort of combination of bath oil stuff and rocks that she puts around the bathtub. And at the very end, they threw in right at the end. And if you order today, February 14th, we will send her an email note telling her it's on the way and it is our fault.
Wow.
It was called like the last minute special.
That's like a Kathy Parsley special.
How great is that?
That's like the picture out of the magazine.
Yes, it is. But still.
But you know what I got? In my zeal to get a card today, I was going to tell you, I picked up the card, and it was only after I got it home. It was a nice sentiment. It was something like, hey, baby, through all the tough times, you know, it's always you and me, and we always end up at the same spot, and it's great. It had baby in the card, and I didn't think twice about it. It was just kind of nice sentiment, and I got the card right away, and only when I got it home and I was actually putting the card into the envelope did I notice that it was a mahogany card that I had actually purchased. And that's because it's
this is Robert the Mailman.
Hello, baby. But there was no, there was not an obvious African-American couple on the cover see with most mahogany cards. And I like the sentiment. And I can only assume that it was.
Hello there, Carla.
It was just the baby.
This is Mac Daddy, Mike.
Hello, baby.
Baby got back.
It was a great, great card. And Carla didn't know what a mahogany card. She didn't know the difference.
That's
I said, I got you a mahogany card. And it's just a lovely sentiment.
I can spot it.
I know you can spot it right away, Rob.
A mile away. You know, the only reason mahogany even stays in line as a card is because Rob buys so many of them to give to his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for that.
You're welcome.
He does every year for multiple occasions.
Number 23, I had the right one right. Happy Valentine's Day. Baby got back. This app for you, Mike O'Mara, because you have soul.
Sounds like the opening of some sort of movie. A 1960s
love
movie.
Love is a many splendid thing.
Ah, love, love, love.
On this day when men are forced to act like the creatures that we wish we weren't.
Yes, indeed you do.
It's nice to know that, God, how long is this intro? There's a man like Mike O'Mara who's got soul, enough soul to buy a mahogany card.
I'm proud of myself.
Even though he's Caucasian.
I'm proud of myself. You know, and it tells me that in this day of Barack Obama and everyone coming together, it tells me that you can go out and buy a mahogany card and not even know the difference.
Because, Mike, you are white.
Dentist office music. Is Ed going to start singing any minute now?
It's instrumental,
I
think.
The wrong cut, I guess. This would be the cut. Mike?
Yeah.
You've got soul. And your baby's got back.
This is like bossa nova music.
Oh, my God, Becky. Look at her butt. It is so big. I like big butts, and I cannot buy. Other brothers can't deny.
Yeah, baby.
That's for you, man.
Thank you.
Your mahogany card.
Dub this off for me, Rob. I want to listen to this on the way home tonight.
You get sprung. Wanna pull up tough cause. You noticed that butt was stuffed. My homeboy.
You're the soul man, Mike.
This is perfect.
But that butt you got makes me so horny. Cause I'm
I gotta have this. I have to own this.
All right.
yours.
It shall be yours.
Who is the artist? This isn't Rick Moranis, is it?
No, it's Dick Cheese.
Okay. That's
that guy, Richard Cheese.
All right.
Got the butt. Tell her to shake it, shake it. Shake that healthy butt. Baby got back.
There you go, Mike.
Baby got
thank
back.
You.
Yeah.
There you go. Wonderful.
That's for you, soul
that's,
man.
That's terrific.
You're crazy.
Terrific. Well, happy Valentine's Day.
And Buzz, how about you? You normally are the one that has this aced.
Not really. We're doing low-key Valentine's Day, and here's how you know. First of all, I found a Valentine's card on my computer keyboard this morning as well, and I had one ready for Marcia, and I'll have more cards and candy for her this evening. We'll do something special this weekend. She works late this evening, so it's going to be better if we put it off the weekend. But here's how you know you've been married a very, very, very long time.
Okay.
You buy each other the same card at the same car wash. That's how you know you've been married for a very, very long time.
Wow. Buzz.
The car wash. The car wash. That's nice. Says, but that says, do it conveniently.
That's
and
right.
Hold on, and you both bought the same card.
We both took the easy way out and ironically chose the same card for each other.
Now, did that result in any tension or an eye roll? Or did you both just have a great laugh about it?
Oh, I was pissed.
Good.
No, wait, you can't be indignant in that situation.
That's too funny, the cards. You know, I always look at those cards. I never buy them, though. But some of them are pretty good, really.
These were.
Hello,
yes.
Don and Mike show. Hello there. Hello.
And they make the house smell nice.
Get an air freshener out of the
that's
deal.
That's right.
Robert, we having a problem with the software with this, or let me try that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Well, I guess that's okay. Hello. Hello to you.
I'm looking for my son, Lamont.
Oh, it's a
soundboard.
Oh,
it's another sampler guy.
Bye.
Bad soundboard. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, congratulations.
On what?
On your decision, and I just want to let you know I have a mahogany card. You should get that in a few days. But I want to let you know, yesterday I was watching a couple minutes of the congressional hearings.
Yeah.
On Fox News, and one of the congressmen, I don't remember who it was, one of the old geezers, they were asking Roger Clemens a question and just said something about, I think this is BS, and as they were
I think he misremembers.
That,
yeah, that got through yesterday. The word BS got
BS,
through.
BS, right.
Got through.
They talked about, did you guys talk about that when they actually showed the word on the document up on the screen?
No. Well, did they use the full word?
Yeah, I think he's, no, they I believe they showed it on the screen.
Yeah, they showed it on the screen on, you know, in full view on screen.
The transcript, and they, I think
so
he
the
said,
congressman had said the full word, and then it
no,
got.
No, the congressman said BS.
Said BS, but remember they were showing stuff on a screen, like a PowerPoint thing?
And they spelled the whole thing out?
Yeah, where they showed a transcript.
Spelled it out completely, so Fox News broadcasted, you know, their little PowerPoint thing. The congressman said what could be broadcast. He said BS, but Fox News put the word out on display for everybody. So there's definitely a double standard.
Oh, well, please tell me. We live in a world of double standards.
So that tells me the closed captioning guy is hearing BS, and it's coming out as bull. You know, right. That's interesting the way that worked.
And also, well, if you were deaf and you were watching TV for the closed caption, you would see the quote anyway up on the PowerPoint. Where
perhaps they're doing that to help the hearing impaired. They're actually spelling the word out, so they're getting a more pure version than what we're actually hearing.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, not much. I was just wanted to make a comment about the Jane Fonda comment.
Yeah, isn't she great?
Yeah.
You want to comment on the Jane Fonda comment?
Yeah, her comment. Well, she made a comment, Mike. The comment was C-word.
What's your comment on that?
Oh, I just...
comment.
No, the joke, I think, was about Georgia.
Yeah, I think Don explained that earlier.
I think we've kind of figured that one out. Thank you, though. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's called Mucinex.
Foolish me for thinking it perhaps was a real play offered to Jane Fonda, although, you know, post-Vietnam, she'd get a lot of offers.
Hey,
like
listen,
that.
Mike, don't sell yourself short. She could be the star of that play. Hello, Don.
Just ask Ted Turner.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
That's the second time we've said hello.
Happy Valentine's Day, Mike.
Same to you.
Happy Valentine's Day, Buzz.
And to you.
And happy Valentine's Day, Don.
I don't like being last.
Well, he hasn't said happy Valentine's Day to Rob yet.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day, Rob.
Oh, you're last. Don and Mike show, hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. How are
you? Eat one, Daddy-O. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great.
Mike, the good thing about the Nutrisystem is that they have an eternal shelf life, and you can keep them in the garage and wait for Armageddon.
You know, that's a great idea. I'll keep them, like, for survivalist stuff, and I will put them down in the garage. That's a great idea.
You mentioned that.
I mean, that would be a full supply of food if we ever got, like, if the big one hit. That's a great idea.
Did you say that they're, like, MRE-like anyway?
Yes, they do. I thought that I'd be getting frozen things. None of it is frozen. It's all, like, MRE. You heat it up, and, you know, then you got, like, the dried stuff that you
Isn't
can use.
Isn't it Mike Golick's entrails?
It's part of his lower intestine.
Sean Salisbury's part of his kidney.
And fingernails. They use some of their leavings. Basically, their leavings.
And you'll be all set if you ever have Dan Marino as a house guest.
It'll be fantastic. Hey, here you go. I've got a Salisbury steak for you, Mr. Marino.
And the next time the Shulas come over, Mike.
The Shulas can come over and they can enjoy it. And the meat products all have that, they taste a little bit like Dick Van Patten's line of food.
You can tell Don Shula, let's celebrate a perfect meal.
Hello. Hello there, Don and Mike show. How are you anyway?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, Mike, were you embarrassed when you got the same card for Carla as Robert the Mailman did?
Not at all. I was actually pleased that I was cutting across the color line with my selection of the card at the grocery store.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
It beats getting a card at a car wash. Sorry, Buzz.
Depends on the card.
Hello.
Hi, Donna Mike. How you doing?
Howdy. What's happening?
Hey, listen, I took my 5-year-old daughter shopping today for Valentine's Day for my wife.
Smart, and... smart.
Yeah, I know.
Parent of the year. Very smart. Why wait at the absolute last minute?
Right.
Well, we ran over a cat in the neighborhood, and my daughter was looking out the rearview mirror, and here's a cat bouncing up and down in the middle of the road, so we had to pull over. And we went back, and I tried to find out who owned the cat, couldn't figure it out. My daughter was freaking out, so I stuck the cat in a plastic bag. It's a true story. I can't make it
up. Was the cat already dead?
Yeah, it was dead at this point.
It's not a true story.
And then we put it in.
Hold on. Rob says it. Hold on. Rob says it's not a true story.
If he jumps in the middle and says, this is a true story and I couldn't make it up, he's making it up.
Okay. And I thought, well, I'm just going to throw it away in the dumpster here.
You know, we didn't hear anything you said. I didn't have you turned on there.
Yeah, we turned you down because Rob says you're making this story up.
No, this is absolutely, it gets far worse, and this is absolutely a true story. I could never make this up.
Can I stop you for a second? Rob just said that if you say this is absolutely true and I could never make this up.
That means you're making it
that
up.
That means you're making it up.
No.
Why don't you just wait until we're playing our game today about the big lie game. Just wait till then.
That's fine. Absolutely.
Okay.
You really did run over a cat today?
Yeah, I really did.
And you really happen to have a plastic bag in the back of your car and with your little and with your little child who was disturbed that you ran over a cat, you went to the back and put the cat in a plastic bag, and then what did you do?
We got to the mall. I was going to throw it in a dumpster at the mall, so we couldn't find out who owned the cat.
Uh-huh.
And when I have a Jeep Grand Cherokee that was in the backpack part, so when I got to the mall, we went to go inside. I couldn't put it in a dumpster because all their dumpsters are enclosed. I set the bag beside the car. I took the cat out, you know, I took the bag out of the car and set it next to the car and started walking over to the mall.
Uh-huh.
And we got to the door.
You're a really good dad. Can I just tell you that? If this is true and your daughter's watching this, man, are you the dad of the year.
Everybody go easy on this guy. I'm waiting for the happy ending.
Well, wait till this. I get to the corner to walk in the mall at Boscoff, and out of the corner of my eye, I see this heavy lady walking around my car, and she grabs a bag and starts walking towards the mall at another exit. And I was like, what's she doing? So I grabbed my daughter, picked her up. She's going into like an upstairs part of the mall, and we're heading into Boscov's, which is more of a downstairs.
Wait a minute, and she has the bag with your dead cat in it?
No.
Here's, I want to hear the end of the story.
You know, send it to Larry David, dude. Seriously, I'm supposed to believe this, that you run over the cat.
Well, I didn't care whether he was telling the truth or not. I wanted to hear how the story ended.
I got a gutted ended with something that has to do with she let the cat out of the bag.
Right. Good. Okay, that's closure.
Hey,
and I bet you're absolutely right. And you know what? You're both right because I would have been very angry and disappointed.
Yeah.
So you're hanging up on that guy was the right call.
And it was indeed a lie.
I would have been pissed off. She let the cat out of the bag.
Let's kill him.
Had to be.
That had to be. Rob, excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent ear on that
Thank
one.
You.
That guy, boy, get back on the phone.
Good. How come the cops don't call us to solve more cases?
True.
Really, we're good.
We should.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, put our big brains to the task.
CSI retard.
Join us tomorrow for Don and Mike Without a Trace.
Without a clue.
Hello.
Without a clue.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Radio gods, what's happening?
Hi there, how
Ass
are you?
Whisperer.
Anyway, hello. Starring Jane Fonda, instead of Cold Case, it would be Cold C-word. Cold.
Sure, we know that, too.
This one's with the cat story. Is this guy telling the truth, you guys think?
No,
we actually, Rob actually came up with the punchline for that story, and we probably think the guy would have had something to do with cat out of the bag.
I thought he was lying the whole way through. Think about it. You run over a cat, you happen to have a bag, you just put the bag in the back of the car.
You understand why I wanted him to finish the story, right?
Yeah.
It was the subject matter.
You love killing cats.
You already had your happy ending.
Love killing
yes,
cats.
Yes, you do.
You have no proof of that. You have no proof that I've ever killed a cat.
All right, Roger.
I think he misremembers.
I think you misremember some of those drunken conversations where I talked about taking cat killing.
And injecting the cats with HGH.
HGH, human growth hormone, until their heads got really big.
And that's when you started your cat fighting ring.
Yeah, it was much better than dog fighting.
Except I just want to say this. It's very humane because Mike agreed to have the cats declawed.
Mm-hmm.
So all they really would do is just go up and just kind of lightly paw each other.
Yeah, but it would last a long time, of course, because we had their tails tied together.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hey, what's happening?
I will testify in court against you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, right, same to you.
Hey, I had a couple different things I wanted to talk to you about. I was going to tell you that I was born and raised in New York, and I feel bad that you guys are suffering through that bad weather because I have lived through many severe snowstorms and ice storms, and I want to know if the weather's any better.
It's awful today. The entire city of Washington, D.C. is shut down, sir.
My mom had lost power yesterday.
Well,
so.
We're shut down. Mike and I are broadcasting from our remote transmitter location today.
Oh, man.
All we have is a bottle of water and a generator.
Hey, I wanted to tell you that I'm calling from one of your favorite towns, Sacramento. Out here, it's...
Did you hear that? Did you hear that D.C. is totally shut down?
Yeah, I did. That's right.
Yeah, everything covered in ice.
And I wanted to tell you...
Hey, what about that cat that ran into the Capitol today?
Oh, my God.
What about that? Is that nuts? Because the city's like a sheet of ice, and no one knows what to do. People are running crazy around here.
It's crazy
stuff. Hey, I wanted to tell you that...
Did you hear about that thing that fell from the sky today?
No.
Jeez, yeah. That what was it? That
satellite, spy satellite, Don.
Right. What it did was it cracked some of the ice.
Oh, no.
My God, when are things going to get back to normal here?
You should turn on the news and check
it out. You don't
think
Rob Speedwack had something to do with that?
No, I don't.
No, Rob's here with us. We send him out occasionally to get a burrito, and then he comes back in.
Hey, well, out here in one of your favorite towns, Sacramento, it's bikini weather.
Said that already.
It's 75 degrees and sunny in bikini weather.
Oh, my.
Hey, that's wonderful, but I think that there is armed militia that are making their way towards us right now.
We just saw a couple of National Guard Humvees go by.
I hope George Bush doesn't have something to do with it.
No, it's because of the ice storm, dummy, because the entire city is iced in. I thought you said you watched the news.
2.5 inches of ice on the trees around here. The trees are snapping like twigs.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Yeah, you don't sound like you're really that concerned.
Oh, yeah, I am. Hey, you know what? And that just goes to prove that global warming does not exist.
Hey, Don.
Doesn't yes. exist.
A bunch of rioters have just burned down the Barnes & Noble.
Wow. Oh, no.
Yeah.
God. Well, right. That's it. I'm sorry. We're going to have to table the broadcast and go over with our weapons and stand in front of Bagel City.
That's right.
Save the bagel.
Right. All right. Listen, I don't like guns, but I will take a bayonet.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right, dude.
Nice chatting with you.
Bye-bye.
My mom didn't have power yesterday.
Wow.
She lost power up.
She's okay now.
Up in Connecticut. She got it at 1 o'clock in the morning. She got her power back. And my sister called me. You know, what goes around comes around. She called me today and said, I really think it's time that we invest in a generator.
For mom?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So someone's going to call you and say, hey, you know that thing I gave you a long time ago that you really didn't want? Where's that where's that hanging out now? You know?
How often does your mom lose power?
Constantly.
Really? Does she ever pay the bill?
they shut it off all the time. Hey, I can only help so much.
I know. You're but one man.
Right.
See, that cat was a day behind with the weather. We had an ice storm 2 days ago. Today it's sunny and what is it? Like
nice,
the 40-something?
Beautiful.
Degrees, yeah.
Nice.
Bomb. You can play, can play golf out there.
Could not be nicer. The town is not under ice. Hello, Don and Mike Show. No one's at the Capitol. There are no helicopters.
But there is a riot at Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
Right on.
I wanted to see if Rob got Carrie a fur coat. A what fur coat?
You know what? That's a sneaky way of sneaking a joke
in.
And you owe us $50, buddy.
Send it in the, you need cash or a money order.
You owe us $50.
$50.
Seriously, PayPal it to Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to his eBay account.
I'll make sure everyone gets their pay.
Hey, is there anything worse than Janet and I live together? Our computers are roughly 15 feet away from each other. Is there anything worse than finding some nondescript, dumb collectible item that you want on eBay that's worth like maybe 5 cents, and you think, all right, I'll go $10 on this thing, but there's some bastard out there that every time you go $10, it says 2 seconds later, click, someone's bid $11. She and I.
That's the process.
Though. She and I were bidding against each other.
Wow.
Dumb? No.
Yeah, for the same collectible.
For the same thing. For a little pin, that's just going to go on a lamp, this pin, like a Green Bay Packers pin from 1966. I think it's worth maybe $1.
Haven't you done that? Isn't this the second time you've done this?
Yeah.
Both bid on the same thing?
It just happened again. And I said to her, you got to stop doing that, baby. And she said, well, you got to stop doing it.
You two sound like you are on eBay a lot. You're bidding a lot on. I mean, do you both use eBay? Is that kind of one of your, both of you using that as your go-to website?
Yes.
You're on it a lot. I mean, it's kind of new to you. You haven't been doing it for a long time.
About over a year.
Right.
I don't buy a lot of junk, but I look there all the time. There's always something interesting to look at on eBay.
Yeah. How come you don't recognize each other's handles? You got to be able to realize the other person's handle.
You know why? Because it's like everything else. You've got an email address. You've got a PayPal address. You've got an eBay address. You've got an address for this. After a while,
it just gets soup.
I don't even remember it. It just gets to the point. I don't even remember passwords. Thank God.
Was this an item for you or an item? Well, it's Green Bay Packers, so it's an item for you.
And she was for moi.
She was, you know, doing it to get you a gift. The last time you did it, you were getting something for her.
Right. Correct.
Yeah. It's very difficult.
But fortunately, we're just buying junk. I mean, we're just buying, you know, trinkets, little junk
baubles.
Yeah, but I mean,
the worst thing that could happen though is if she tried to buy something from you.
Would be funny.
I'm a buyer, not a seller. So
you're
I'm
primarily
okay
a seller, aren't you?
I haven't done anything on eBay in probably a year.
Really?
I do keep an eye on the microphones. I check the microphones at least twice a week.
You're Mr. Bid with Confidence.
I've sold all my stuff.
I just got your birthday present from eBay.
All right.
I showed it to Mike a couple of days
ago. How much percentage do you want if you like sell some stuff on eBay for me?
I'll go half with you.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Half with me. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think that's a good deal?
Yeah, considering that you don't have to do any of the work except, fire truck.
Oh, really?
ADD.
Seriously.
That was like butterfly.
Right out the window. Look.
Want me to go find out what's up?
Fire truck.
Ambulance.
Oh, ambulance. I hope it's not the new age doctor.
It's down near his office, the acupuncturist.
Oh, I hope there's no trouble at new age doctor.
Everybody's now looking at the ambulance.
If you look out Mike's picture window.
Hey, I overstated it when I said ambulance. I understated it. Rescue unit.
Rescue unit.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Fire and rescue.
Wow. Cool bones. Hey, Rob, go out and ask.
They just shut the lights off.
Go out and ask them to hit their horn for us. I bet we can hear it through the wall.
Ask them if you can help.
Wow.
Now, they shut their lights off, but they're still here.
Sure.
Maybe they're just waiting for Buzz.
I'll be down in a minute.
We have an emergency situation.
Sorry, that was very Homer Simpson of me, and I apologize.
Now, they're putting the wheel blocks underneath the tires.
Uh-oh.
As though they're going to be here a while.
Ooh. Hey, well, come on. Give us some noise out there, baby.
We won't be able to hear it.
It's going to take
I think we
can
hear it. We have
sealed windows.
I think we can hear it through the soundproofing. I bet we can.
I just saw Rob walking down there.
Hello. Excuse me. Oh, paramedic.
May I be of some assistance?
I don't know what they're doing, but looks like they're setting a spell.
We should get – Rob needs a Jughead hat.
Yeah.
He's our
little troublemaker. Going down there.
It's a good hat for
you. You really think half? I think I just got ripped off. I mean, what if I bring it in and stuff like that? Shouldn't he like get I was thinking
10%. No, he's got to.
Has he sold stuff for you?
No. No, but he's got to take. I know how it works. He's got to take the picture. He's got to put the listing up.
Shipping.
He's got to get the money from the people. He's got to go to the post office and send the thing. Hey, where's our siren?
Don't even start me on shipping. How do I look? Do I look okay?
Why? What's the matter?
The first thing is all three of them started wheeling a stretcher at me and said, did you call for an ambulance?
Oh, so they don't know who it is yet?
No, they're still wandering.
See, they parked the car. They put the wheel blocks
on. Hold on. They're jumping into action.
Oh, they went to the wrong place.
But they're big fans. They said they would blow the siren loud when they pulled out.
They're not leaving.
Well, go ask them to hit the siren right now. Just tell them we got to hit a break.
Well, no, we can't do that because they're looking for a sick person.
Oh, come on, Rob. Look, I can see the guy out the window.
All about they are working on something.
He's just looking. He's looking at the paperwork. See the guy? See the guy right by the driver's side window?
Yeah, he's over there. It looks like he's in the glove compartment.
He's looking for paperwork. You can just turn on the.
What's he got? Now he's running again. He's running up here. He's got a glove on.
Uh-oh.
He's running. Hi.
Is he waving at you, Mike?
Hey, is he coming up to the coming up to the chiropractor's office?
Or the studio?
Now Rob's not running.
No.
Rob hasn't run since 1973.
Hey, there. I see the guy going to the truck.
They keep running back and forth. I'll tell you, if I'm having the fatal heart attack, this concerns me a little bit.
Yeah, a little.
Come on. Can you please?
Now they're bringing the stretcher out.
I see that. I guess
we're now they're hey, wait, they're bringing it up here.
No kidding?
Wow.
Oh, I think they're going next door.
You think so?
I think they're going next door to the chiropractor's
house. Oh, dear. How unfortunate.
Don's out. Hey. Don's out. What's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What?
I'll let you know when they pass by.
Okay. All right.
Don's holding doors.
They should be coming by you any second now.
Hey, dude. Can you hit your siren for us? Can you do it right now?
Please.
All about priorities.
it's all about priorities. Don, how dare they? Their priority is getting the sick person on the stretcher.
they don't seem to know where they're going.
Are they going to the office next door?
They're up by your car right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, I mean, they're just taking the stairs, Mike.
I think they're going to the chiropractor's next door.
Hold on one second.
All right, find out. Don's checking it out outside.
An ambulance pulled up, and it's distracted us wildly.
Now, we have a two-tier parking lot where we've got the upper tier and the lower tier, and the ambulance is parked with blocks on the tires in the lower tier. Uh-huh. So they've had to run around the entire building, and they seem to be going. Are they going to the chiropractors?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
They are.
Oh, dear.
Going to the chiropractors.
Oh, boy. Now the guy's pulling the ambulance around the front of the building.
Turn the siren on! Come on, please.
He said he'll do it when they leave.
They could give us a toot right now.
You know, I bet. Hey, Don.
Yeah.
If we broke now, by the time they get somebody on there, have you found out what's going on?
It's next door. It's someone at the chiropractor's office.
Oh, dear.
Well, that's too bad. But what about our toot toot?
They're not going to do it until they pull out, and the lady is not going to do it until they get the
darn professionals.
Up.
All right.
Did you find any more details about what happened next door? Did somebody?
I believe.
Well, anybody that's ever had their neck cracked.
I know what it is. Someone listening dying of laughter.
That's what it is. It's also, there's an outbreak of the plague.
I think it's when they do that little neck adjustment and then the neck doesn't come
clean
back.
Off.
I think looks like it's in an unusual position.
I saw someone leaving with a bowling bag.
I think it's the guy who never smiles.
A human head.
It's ha-ha whiplash.
Yeah.
From listening to this show today.
Well, it'll be something to look at outside.
Sure will.
Very exciting.
Sorry about that. You know, if you did that, I would have jumped all over your ass. If you had stopped and turned, I would have said, hey, hello, attention, please. And I did it. I apologize because I said, look, fire truck.
You never have any opportunity to do that anymore because my focus is so razor sharp.
Mike begins staring at the wall.
All right, well.
A butterfly.
Listen, Jane Fonda got us off to a great start. We have lots of Valentine's Day stuff, including a $1,000 giveaway for you ladies. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.